Begin my talk this morning by reading one of the verses of the Wasan that we often chant. We chanted it just this morning before this service, but I feel like it's very relevant to us each day of our lives. So I invite you to join me in Gassho while we hear these words of Shinran Shoni. Shinran Shoni no Go Wasan itadakimasu. Gassho o negai shimasu. The light of wisdom exceeds all measure, and every finite living being receives this illumination that is like the dawn. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light. Chie no koum nyohu hakari nashi uryo no shoso koto koto kouke kamuranu mono wa nashi shinjitsu nyohu ni kimyo se yo. Namam davutsu, namam davutsu, namam davutsu. So again, I welcome you for joining us this morning for our senior gathering in the month of March. This past month is very meaningful and a time for reflection. We had the 75th anniversary of Executive Order 9066 was observed last month. February 19th was the 75th anniversary. Here in San Mateo, we had several events on the 18th, both a gathering at the Masonic Hall, which is where people, both families were required to register, but also boarded the buses to leave for the Tanforan Assembly Center, where families were held prior to most of them then being transferred to Topaz Camp in the state of Utah. まあ、先月の12月の19日はこういう大統領名の9066のがサインされたことを記念して、それによってまあ西海岸にいる日系人がすべて西海岸から外れて内陸のキャンプに行かされたということを記念しますね。このサンマテオの方々はまずこの近くのマサネコールに集まって、それからタンフォランの、まあ、当時は競馬場ですけど、そこにしばらく滞在して、またユータ州の方に移りましたね。 And so as I was kind of exploring this history, I came across a very interesting collection of diaries from that camp experience, and this was written by it was at the sort of the start of the time in Topaz, and it was written by a third grade class at the Topaz Mountain View School, led by their teacher Lillian Ann Yamauchi Hori. This is Yamauchi was the teacher of this class. She was actually educated at Berkeley, UC Berkeley, studied education, and then when she was interned with, of course, the rest of the Japanese American community, then immediately began working as an elementary school teacher there in the camps. And one of the first projects that she initiated was this keeping of a diary with the children in her class, these third grade children. So you can imagine maybe, nine-year-old children then keeping these diaries. そして一つの、まあ、日記が、いくつかのそのキャンプの時の日記があるんですけど、最近私が読んだのは、こういう小学校の3年生のクラスが書いた日記で ね、その先生がこうバークリー、カリフォルニア州立大学のバークリー校舎で教育を勉強して、でも日系人ですから狩猟場に行かないといけないので、じゃあその狩猟場で早速小学の先生として活躍されましたね。These diaries are meaningful because they show us that experience through the eyes of the children, but they also show us and reflect, I think, the efforts that the adults made to continue to provide these children with some sort of a sense of normalcy and a childhood in the midst of these very difficult circumstances.
して、まあ、この日記を読んだら、まあ、子供が見たその経験というのもあるんですけど、そういうその陰に親とかその周りの大人が子供のために尽くしたことも気づくことがありますね。
I'd like to read a few of these sections with you because I think that they express how important the Buddhist teachings were.To that community at that time.
そして、まあ、いくつかを読んだらこの仏教がどんなに大切だったということですね。
And it's interesting as you read them, they're also very much reflect the minds of children, which you know pick out kind of different unusual things than adults may focus on. So this is an entry from May 3rd, 1943,
1940年5月3日ということですね。
The children write, Sunday there was a Buddhist parade. It is called a Hanamatsuri parade. Yesterday, a little boy found a dollar bill in the high school grounds. We elected our new president and vice president. They are Kay and Betty. Saturday, Don went to the gravel pit.They were so tired, they waited at the pit until a truck brought them home. There are many pupils absent lately due to an epidemic of flu in Topaz.
Right?
So there are many different kind of childlike perspectives here. But you know, the first thing they talk about is the Buddhist parade. And on the page, the teacher would listen to the children. They would all tell her their experiences, and then she would...give one of the children an opportunity to color the page. And so the entry for this page is difficult to see, I'm sure, from where you're sitting, but they drew a picture of the Hanamido. The Hanamido. So that was kind of the important thing that they think about in that time and that experience. And so there are some cases in which the experience of Buddhism is kind of directly stated. They talk about, we did these Buddhist things. But there are other times where I think we seeThe Buddhist teachings and the Buddhist perspective in the background, in the context of what they describe in these diary entries. Again, from the perspective of children.
まあ、この書いたのは、まあ、その日の日記では、まあ、まずは花祭りの行事があったんですね。釈迦様のお誕生日のことがあって。まあ、そして、まあ、学校のこととか、まあ、疫病が流行って学校を休む子が多いとか、そういうことが書いてありますけど、この日の先生が全部その子どもたちが言うことを記入して、そして子どもたちが絵を描いて、でこの描いた絵はこの花見のお釈迦様の赤ちゃんの時の絵を描くんですね。ですからこの日記の中にこの仏教的の行事とか直接言うことあるんですけど、その考え方の裏に仏教があるということですね。
Another event that they describe talks about how on Sunday evening, it says, this is the record from April 14th, 1943, 1943年の4月の14日に
書いてあることですね。
So they write, On Sunday evening at 7:30 o'clock, an old man, Mr. James H. Wakasa, passed away. This morning, some of our boys saw a dog balancing on a car as it drove by on the road. And they go on to describe the various things they saw. But this passing of Mr. Wakasa was a very important event
at the Topaz camp. Mr. Wakasa was a man in his early 60s. He was walking his dog near the fence at the edge of the camp, and it's thought that he was perhaps hard of hearing. The guard shouted at him several times, and when Mr. Wakasa failed to respond, the guard fired one shot that hit Mr. Wakasa in the chest and killed him. So this was, of course, a great travesty, a great injustice that was surely reverberating throughout the camp. This is one of the very important historical events of this time. And they record it very simply from the child's perspective, just writing that he passed away. But surely amidst them, they were hearing all about this, hearing their parents and their grandparents talking about this. This very important and tragic event for the whole community. そして、1943年の4月に、若さジェームスさんという方が犬を散歩させながら、ガードがフェンスに近づくなと言われて、でも多分耳が遠かったみたいで、それ聞こえなくて、で、そのガードの叱ってることを返事しない、ことによって10人撃たれて亡くなった、死んだんですね。で、そういう非常に悲しいことがあって、この出来事は子供たちも耳にしたんですね。みんながそういうことを話してたと思います。And then, later that week, on April 20th, they record that that was the day for Mr. Wakasa's funeral. There are pictures of this, and there are hundreds of people gathered.For this funeral service for Mr. Wakasa. And this was another major event there at the camp.
そして、Wakasa さんのお葬式の時に、もう今日は Wakasa さんの葬式だったというふうに、昨日が Wakasa さんの葬式だったというふうに記入して、で、それを多分子供たちも何人か参拝したと思います。
So it's interesting because this shows that.The adults and the people around the children, even their teacher, were talking to them about these events, engaging them, having a conversation, not hiding the reality of what was going on from them, but allowing them to see and to experience it. And this, to me, is a very Buddhist perspective, the idea that the light of the Buddha's wisdom shines into every aspect of our lives.They talk about it as the light of the Buddha's wisdom is like the dawn.、
ね、この仏様の知恵が日の出のような光ですね。光ですね。暗い時に光ってるんですね。
So the light of the dawn breaking in through the darkness. You think about you have the dark of night, the sun rises, you have the brightness. For Buddhists, people living of the Nembutsu, that is the Nembutsu.The shining of the Buddha's light, shining clarity, even on difficult and sad situations. It was interesting, I was reading the list of the members of the class. It's a very moving list, and there's some interesting things about it. It's written here, recorded in alphabetical order, so I'd like to share this list with you. Of course, the people at Topaz were from this area, so perhaps there's a name or two here that you may even recognize yourself. So the students of the class were Don Adams, Raymond Akashi, David Croton,Grace Hayashi, Margaret Hamachi, June Inoue, Lynn Johnson, Richard Kaneko, Robert Kerr, Frankie Kawasaki, Jane Kawaguchi, George Kitagawa, Jackie Kitajima, Kiku Kito, Harry Maeda,Ben Morita, Johnny Moritomo, Edwin Narahara, Shizuko Nishitani, Makoto Oda, Betty Sugiyama, Robert Suzuki, Kei Takemoto, Roy Takeuchi, Kimiko Tsutsui, Bobby Hirano,And Mae Yanagi, right?
It's an interesting class, right? Maybe perhaps you recognize some of these names. I was surprised to see that the first name on this list has my same last name, right? Don Adams, right? I was wondering, what is this? So I looked into it a little more, and some of the parents of the Caucasian worker, or the Caucasian adults who were working there in the camps at different capacities, had a choice. They could either send their children to elementary school in Delta, which was the closest town, or they could send their children to the same school, the schools that were being run in the camps. してこの収容所の時に、親がその白人の方々がそこで働いていた収容所でいろいろな仕事をした白人がいたんですけど、その方々が近くのデルタという町の高校に行かされてもよかったですけど、キャンプの収容所の学校にも行かされてもいいということですね。And so we see from this list that a handful of parents decided to send their children to this school with the Japanese children. The teachers were obviously excellent. Miss Yamauchi educated in one of the best universities in the country. The students were very hardworking and disciplined. And I read that many of the white parents recognized that and said that they would rather have their children in that environment. But I think about the education that was received there. Japanese children and Caucasian children learning together. You read about Miss Yamaguchi's in the records, and you know, we hear about the Caucasian children just as we hear about the Japanese children. She was giving them the same education, and those children were hearing about these experiences of the Japanese community. So they were getting the kind of education I think that we aspire to in this country. Equal education for everyone, recognizing all the people in the community. Education that was not occurring outside the camps. To me, this is a wonderful example of the way in which this community of people nurture in the Buddhist teaching in the midst of unimaginably difficult circumstances, we're still able to maintain this life of practicing the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha. まあ、こういうとんでもない事実の中に、この共に生かされる、この考え方がなくならないんですね。みんなが、人間がみんなに平等、救いがある。まあ、その当時の日系人が、まあ、ある白人にとってもとんでもないひどい目に遭わされたんですね。それにもかかわらず、その白人の子は、じゃあ私たちの子供と一緒に同じ学校で勉強してもいいという先生がいて、家族がいて、それが、まあ、このアメリカという、まあ、自由と民主主義の国の理想が、そのところにあったんですね。収容所の中に、そういう学校があったんですね。そのよそのところになかったですね。日本人はみんなこういう収容されてたんですね。私がこれを見て、まさにそういう念仏に生かされた方々が、仏様の光を、その暗いところに明かして、私が非常にありがたい方々ですね。So I'm truly grateful for these people who showed us with their own lives that in the midst of great difficulty and unimaginably dark times, that there are still ways of showing and expressing this brilliant light of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Thank you again for joining us this morning for our senior gathering. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida
Butsu. Please stand and we will have